morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Dr. Nichols coming live this morning. Come on in. Praise the Lord. Come on in. Come on in. Let's go. Praise the Lord. Come on in, everybody. Everybody, come on in. We are definitely getting ready to go into the Word. We're getting ready to go in some praise and worship. Come on in, everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for joining, and thank you all for your patience as well, because I'm telling you, wow, this is good. This is awesome. Come on in this morning. Come on in. Let's go ahead and do some praise and worship. Come on in. Thank you guys for joining this morning. I appreciate you. Let's go into praise and worship this morning. Let's just go into prayer this morning. You know, it's awesome this morning to be able to rise this morning once again. It is very awesome that you and I are able to fellowship this way. It is important that you understand that God is not finished with you yet. Regardless if people are finished with you, God is not finished with you yet. So we're going to go into prayer this morning. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name this morning, God. Before we ask you for anything, God, we say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning. We ask for forgiveness of anything that we've spoken or said out of your will, God, or the things that we have done out of your will. We ask for forgiveness right now, God. God, we pray right now, Father God, that I continue to walk the path that you have for me. I pray for all of the viewers to walk the path that you have for them. I pray over my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my mom, my siblings, and all of my extended family members, God. I pray for my in-laws, God, and all of their extended family members as well. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be the vessel that you chose to use, God. You could have chose anybody, God, but I'm grateful that you chose me, God. Even with me being flawed, God, you still chose me, God, and I thank you for that. I pray, God, that this message goes out and not return void, but do what it is intended to do in the hearts and the minds of those who receive it, God. I decrease as you increase, God. Speak it through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I trust right now, God, in the path that you have for me. And I ask right now, God, that I continue, God, to walk by faith and not by sight. I pray for our nation, our world right now, God. I pray for all of the marriages, all of the families, God. And God, I pray for those who are grieving this morning, God, whether it's mentally for something that they have lost, God, whether it is physically, God, that they have lost someone, God. I pray right now, God, that you send healing and a comfort spirit to them, God. Allow your Holy Spirit to continue to move in them and move in all of us, God, that we may do what is right and acceptable in your eyes, God. Even when others don't want us to succeed, we know, God, that all things are possible to him who believes, God. And we believe, God, that we'll succeed, God, as long as we are in the path and the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. We pray right now, Father God, that you continue, God, to bless each and every last one of us with a sound mind, God, that we may think on the things that you have us to think on, speak on the things that you want us to speak on, and hear from your Holy Spirit, God, that you're speaking to us, God. Any disruptions today, God, we rebuke them right now, God. We cast them down, God. Every weapon that's trying to form itself against us will not, shall not, and cannot prosper. We thank you, God. We give your name all of the glory and the honor that is due unto you, God. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name, without a speck of doubt, but all in faith and all hearts and minds that are clear, says amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. All right. Today we're going to go in the book of Philippians. Someone type this in for me. The book of Philippians, the first chapter, verses 6. Philippians, the first chapter, verse 6. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6, but my focal point is on verse 6 today. And this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the Philippians. And he's giving them instructions, and he's also giving them things that they should continue to do, whether he's here or not. And he's also allowing us to continue to move in the things that God has for us. And sometimes when things get tough in our lives, sometimes we want to give up. Sometimes we want to give in. But that's not the time for you to move into being faithless. That's the time to move in faith, to become faithful. So the Apostle Paul says, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We'll read that last verse again. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus. Now, what that is actually saying is that regardless of what you have gone through, regardless of how you feel at that moment, God is not through with you. That song is it, though. God is not through with you. It was on time. Okay, yeah. God is definitely not through with you, and you shouldn't be through with yourself. Because, see, sometimes we go through battles in our lives. And I don't know if you guys have gone through any battles mentally before, spiritually before, or even physically. You know, I've been pushing myself this week. I've been pushing myself to the limit this week. I've been sick the entire week. I've been in pain the entire week. I ain't said nothing to nobody because I just trusted God enough to push myself without hurting myself even more. But I still got up and I still move. I'm in pain right now. But God. That's all I can say, but God. I had to get on up anyway, and I had to keep moving, and I had to keep pressing forward. And I think that sometimes we forget that in those times that God allows us to still push forward, that is God himself working and operating through us. See, sometimes you got to take your mind off of you. And sometimes you got to take your mind off of things and people as well. Oh, hey, Faith, good morning. Faith, the scripture is Philippians 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, verse 6. Actually, you can do verses 1 through 6, Faith. Philippians 1 through 6. You can do that for me. Thank you so much for asking that. Thank you so much, and I know you're going to type up the message. The sermon topic today is God is not done with you. The sermon topic today, God is not done with you. Let me say it again. Sermon topic, God is not done with you. God is not done with you. See, people can be done with you. Yeah, people can be done with you. And it's okay, you can be done with them. And let me tell you why. Because sometimes people are the reasons why you can't move forward. It's because you so focus in on what other people think of you that you can't even think for yourself to be able to move in the things that God has for you. But let me explain something to you. When God is not done with you, that means that you're not finished. See, what God starts, he finishes. Come on, somebody. What God starts, he finishes. See, people will start things and stop things when they get in their feelings. People will start things and say that God told me to do this and God told me to do this. But as soon as things get hard, then you want to say, God, take this away from me. But even before you do all of that, just ask God, what is your divine will and purpose concerning my life? What is your design, will, and purpose for my life? See, when you begin to ask God that question, God will answer. He will respond. He will respond. But you got to be ready to receive God's will, not your will. Come on, somebody. Point number one, God always meets you where you are now in life. God always meets you where you are now in life. God always meets you where you are in life, in your life now. Well, where you are now. God always meets you where you are now in life. Let me explain something to you. People want you to do things that you know for a fact that's out of the will of God, right? And people want you to just be this perfect person. They want you to be this perfect person without flaws and anything. But let me explain something to you. God meets you where you are and takes you where he wants you to be, not where people want you to be. See, people will meet you where you are and try to tell you where you need to be. That's why it's good for you to have your personal relationship with God yourself. That is why it is important that you have an authentic relationship with God. I don't care how people look at you and say, oh, you can't be saved acting like this. You can't. Listen, I am a WIP, a work in progress, so are you. So if you let people get in your mind and destroy what God is trying to build, woe unto you. That is you, not them. Stop letting people get in your mind. Stop letting people irritate you to a point where they take you off the path that God has for you, all because you're in your feelings. Get out of your feelings and get with the facts. The fact of the matter is God is the one who is authorizing you to take one step in front of the next, not man. Okay? Get out of your feelings and get with the facts. The fact of the matter is God will lead you if you let him. God will lead you if you let him. Just saying. So God always meets you where you are now in life. Point number two, only God knows your destiny and purpose, not people. Again, only God knows your destiny and purpose, not people. Let me say it again. Only God knows your destiny and purpose, not people. Have you ever had people walk up to you and say something foreign to you that God never said to you versus someone coming to confirm what God has spoken in your life? See, when God gets to a point where he knows that you're listening, he knows that you are there to receive the blessings that he has for you. Just saying. I'm just saying. And another thing too, when it comes down to God knowing your destiny and your purpose, that's when you got to stay focused. See, all of the other distractions of the world and all of the distractions of people, you tend to get to a point when you start believing a lot of garbage, a lot of traditional things. But when you have a one-on-one relationship with God and an authentic one with God, let me tell you what happens. You become purpose-driven. You become purpose-fulfilled. You become the person that God designed you to be in this season. You can't take the old and bring it up in the new. Not going to work. You can't do whatever people have done in the past and think it's going to work in the 21st century. It's not going to work. See, what's going to happen is you're going to frustrate yourself trying to bring old traditions back that's no longer working now. Yeah. See, sometimes you got to be the smartest one in the group to be able to lead those out of bondage, out of mental bondage. See, a lot of people are in mental bondage and don't even realize it. See, a lot of people are still living in the past, and God is trying to bring you in the present and trying to take you to the future, but yet you're still holding on to the past traditions. You got to let them go. Point number three, some people can't see your present because of your past. Some people can't see your present because of your past. Some people can't see your present because of your past. And let me tell you why. Because they're choosing to remember your past and not acknowledge your present. If they acknowledge your present, that means that they have to destroy their past. That means that they have to stop talking about your past. But see, people don't want to acknowledge your present moment. They always want to bring up your past. They always want to bring up things that you have done, past tense. But let me tell you something about God. God will still bless you right in the front of them. God will still bless you right in the front of them to let them understand you're still looking at his past. And I brought him to this present moment to bless him right in front of you, or bless her right in front of you, to let you know that when God enters the heart of a person and the mind of a person, you don't have to be sitting in no church. You don't have to, no pastor have to be putting no hands on you, slapping oil, greasing your forehead up, none of that. When you want an authentic relationship with God, let me tell you this here. When you want an authentic one, you sit by yourself. You grow in God. He'll send certain people for a certain task in your life. But he won't send people to deter you in your life. Anything and anybody that tries to come and deter and to try to make you deflect from God and make you deflect from your relationship with God, trying to take you back to a religious mindset, and you're just doing things because it's a tradition. Let me explain something to you about that. Leave them alone. Yeah. You can love them, but you got to leave them alone. Because see, God is trying to do a new thing in you in this season, the 21st century. But a lot of people are lost because they're still thinking that God is still doing things the way he did back then. Now, God is a God. He's a just God. So in other words, God is fair across the board. See, God will bless you in the midst of people who don't think you deserve the blessing. And I love when God blesses me in front of people that I know that's been running their mouth and telling me earlier on what I couldn't do. I love to show that God is able, because I believe that there were no limits. I believe that faith was going to see me through everything. I believe those things. Even if you didn't believe me, if you didn't believe in me, that's fine. I'm not moving by your beat. I'm not moving by your music. I'm moving in the will of God and the authority that he has given me. I refuse to go backwards when God has brought me to the present for me to look for a brighter future. What in the world do I look like going in the past? See, people that go in the past, they stay so stuck that they can't even understand the growth that they have come to in this point of their lives because they're so stuck in the past. You have to leave certain people in the past because they're not ready for your present. Let me say it again. You got to leave some people in the past because they're not ready for your present. They're not ready to acknowledge you. They're not stuck there. No, they love all of the drama, the chaos. They love all of the foolishness now. We got to leave those people behind. Not saying that you can't love them. If they're hungry, feed them. They just can't eat at your table. It's fine. It's fine. Bless them another way. It's fine. But you can't allow other people to dictate to you and to tell you, excuse me, y'all, and to tell you what you can and cannot do when God has told you what to do and how to do it. Like, seriously, why are we continuing to entertain people? Why are you entertaining people? Why are you entertaining things and thoughts that you definitely have no belonging to? Why are you entertaining people that you know that's constantly trying to bring you down? Why are you entertaining people that you know that don't like you, but yet still you trying your best to fit into their circle? Why are you entertaining that type of garbage? It's like you putting the trash outside and then bringing it back in and say, oh, I'm gonna put it back in. Take that trash outside and leave it. The garbage man is waiting to pick it up. In other words, when you take people and their negative behavior and you throw that outside of what God is doing in you, you throw that outside and remove that garbage, because that's what it is. Remove the garbage. I'm not talking about the person's garbage, but I'm talking about the things that the person is bringing to you is garbage. Throw that garbage outside and let them know you're also exit from my life because you bring too much garbage. You don't bring nothing in here. When a person doesn't bring anything in your life but garbage, it's time to clean house. Yeah. It's time to clean house. That part. But yet and still, here we go. We want to continue to keep people around because, oh, that's my family. Those are my friends. That's my coworkers. Let me tell you something. You know how you get a pair of scissors and you start cutting around a certain item because you want to get that particular item? You got to cut around people to get the blessings that God has for you. Now, I know that hit somebody different today when I just said that. Sometimes you got to cut around people in order to get the blessings that you really desire to have. So in other words, you got to move. Sometimes you got to move when people say that you need to stay. You need to stay with me because I'm the best thing since a slice of bread. Well, bread ain't too good for you either when you eat too much of it. Yeah, that part. Gain a little extra weight that you don't really need. People are weighing you down and you don't even realize it. But see, some of y'all are weighing yourself down. Let me tell you why. Because you refuse to do what God called you to do. So you let people weigh you down. That's not their fault. That's your fault. You allowing that. You allowing that foolishness to happen. And you sometimes are your own worst enemy. I'm just saying, sometimes you are your own worst enemy. Let's be transparent for a second, seriously. I believe truly in my heart, I believe that sometimes the things that we do causes us to be in the position that we're in. We don't take accountability. We don't take accountability of nothing. We don't want to say, I messed up or I need to fix me. Instead of saying, you need to do this here in order for me to do this. You know, if people got to put that stipulation on you, tell them straight up, not today nor tomorrow will you get that. Work on you, now work on me. And everything else will fall wherever it's supposed to be, it'll fall. But y'all got to stop letting people manipulate you mentally to make you feel like you are the problem. Hear me clearly. Some of y'all may be the problem, but listen, y'all got to stop letting people make you feel that you are the problem. See, what you do is step back and start watching. Don't talk. Don't say a lot. Step back and start watching. And watch how people still go on with their lives, still do things that they've been doing, and still getting the same results. It's no longer you that they're going to be able to point at. It's going to be them, because you got to look within yourself. I'm looking within myself, and I'm telling you, things that I don't like, I'm removing. I don't need nobody to tell me nothing about what I need to remove. Because you know why? I'm looking within me. I ain't looking at nobody else. And when I decided to just take my eyes off of people and reflect back on myself, my life has changed, because I ain't going to let people stress me out. I'd be like, okay, yeah, that part. And I keep it moving. Let me tell you why I keep it moving, because I'm supposed to keep it moving, because that's the only way that I'm going to reach to the destination that God has for me and fulfill the purpose. I can't stay stagnated, is what I'm telling you. And you shouldn't stay stagnated either. Never should you stay stagnated. Why? Why are you staying stagnated? In a place that God never wanted you to be in the first place, and you still staying stuck in that place because of your mental capacity. Some of y'all need to grow mentally. Forget all this other stuff that you're growing in. Some of y'all need to grow mentally, spiritually, physically, and then financially. But y'all not ready to grow, because some of y'all are still trapped in enslaved mindsets. You can't grow in that. I can tell you that straight up. You can't. So point number four, God will favor you even in your flawed moments. God will favor you even in your flawed moments. God will favor you even in your flawed moments. Meaning that when people think that you shouldn't be blessed because, oh, you hurt my feelings, oh, you did this here. Sit there with your feelings hurt and think that God is going to move because your feelings are hurt, and you want God to just shut the person down and not bless them. And not... Listen, and listen carefully. Hear me carefully. You are not God. And you cannot move, tell him how to move, when to move on another person's life. And some people really think that they are so powerful in prayer that they can pray your blessings down. Try it and watch and see. No weapon formed against me or you shall prosper. You know why? You're not God, and you are not without flaws yourself. See, a lot of people don't want to hear that. I know I'm flawed. I can tell you that. I'm a flawed pastor just like everybody else, but everybody else want to get on and put on the show like, oh, I'm just not flawed. I am. I am a WIP. I need to have a big shirt, work in progress. So are you. And if I get that shirt designed, y'all need to go ahead and start wearing it, because we all are work in progress. Don't ever think that you're above nobody else. But here's the thing. When you're a work in progress, you got to want to be worked on. Hear that again. If you want to be worked on, then you will do the work, and then God will work on you, period. So God will favor you even in your flawed moments. Point number five, stop explaining yourself to people who don't want to understand. Stop explaining yourself to people who don't want to understand. Stop explaining yourself to people who don't want to understand. Period. But here we go. We always want to sit around and try to let people into our lives, and we try to explain certain things to them or whatever. And they're not, and hear me clearly, they're not trying to understand, period. They're not. They're literally not trying to understand, because they have their own purpose. Let me do number six real quick, and I'm going to come back, because Anchor is about to shut down. One second. Point number six, Anchor, look at yourself and stop focusing on other people's flaws. Look at yourself and stop focusing on other people's flaws. All right, Anchor, thank you so much for joining. And I'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place. Be blessed but never stressed. Dr. Nichols signing off.